Hello and welcome to another fun edition of the 4K Blu-ray review here on the Multimedia Men Network. Please look us up on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. And we're going to talk about another Blu-ray that's come out, a really fun one. This is part of a series of horror films known as The Phantasm by Don Corsekelly. We're going to be talking about Phantasm 3, Lord of the Dead. This is a very interesting film. It is out on individually on Wellgo USA, but interestingly enough, these movies have been out through Scream Factory and Wellgo USA, all with a span of a few years, so it just depends on which ones you want to pick up. My imagination would say that if you didn't want to spring for the whole collection in one buy, you can buy these individually, but I'm sure if you know what the Phantasm series is, you know, you would remember kind of like a tall man. That's actually his name, Tall Man. This really scary old dude with long white hair and a suit. And he carries around a silver sphere that has all sorts of sharp objects that fly and do all sorts of stuff and kill you. It's very, very fun to see, of course, but let's talk about part three, The Lord of the Dead. This is a very interesting film. Actually, in the first Phantasm movie, there was a guy who was one of the main guys in the movie. His name is A. Michael Baldwin. I don't think any relation to the actual Baldwins, but he was, you know, the other guy to Reggie Bannister in the film. But he was in the first film, and then for some reason, the studio did not want him in the second film, so he was not in the second film, and they replaced him with a guy named James LaGrosse. But Don Corsekelly fought, and everybody was pissed off, and it was really bad blood, but they got Michael Baldwin back, or I should say A. Michael Baldwin back, and now he is in part three. Luckily, it's kind of all laid out in the extras on this disc, which is pretty funny, or on some of the extras, but yes. So this movie, what Don Corsekelly has done, you know, Don Corsekelly gave us Bubba Hotep, as well as the Phantasm films, but what he does with these series of Phantasm films, he kind of picks up where the last one left off, like immediately, which is kind of cool, because sometimes sequels do like a long, like several years gone by. No, this is kind of like right away. So here, this is kind of like part three, much like part two. It's kind of like an Inception type of thing, where you're in a dream within a dream within a dream. So in this film, kind of how it starts out, the character Mike has been rescued by Reggie after the last bout with the Tall Man, played by Angus Scrimm. And we saw in part two, Tall Man die, and his like minions of like furry creatures attacking everybody. But we see all this happen, but then we know that Mike is actually in a coma in his hospital room. And his nurse, who's healing him, is urging him to kind of, you know, walk towards heaven, you know, kind of like, you need to like go towards the light, Carol Ann, type of thing. But then he wakes up again, you know, he's in the hospital, and he actually sees his brother and of course Tall Man. And then he wakes up yet again, and then he finds out that the nurse who's been keeping him well is actually not a nurse, but some sort of demon. And that's how it kind of goes. So now they Reggie and Mike have tried to take off together. You know, they try to like escape all of this, but that kind of doesn't happen because Mike is sucked into this alternate dimension where the Tall Man comes from. And now Reggie is left to kind of fight everything in the outside world. So that's where we have today. But kind of the movie kind of like jumps around here and there. There's not kind of like a cohesiveness to it, but it's still quite fun. What you'll like about this film, what I liked about the movie, is kind of like the death scenes with the sphere balls, the silver sphere balls, and just Angus Scrimm playing that Tall Man just perfectly. You know, I think they kind of they try to do a lot of backstory with Tall Man here and the mythology that goes around it, but it just seems like way too much in a short amount of time here, because the movie is a little short. It's like 90 minutes, but they try to fit way too much in, so it just kind of like brings it down. It's like, give us the action, give us the Tall Man killing people, that's what we want. But I respect, of course, Kelly, the director, for trying to tell this history about it. But it's still fun. If you're a horror fan, the Phantasm movies are some of the, not I would say the best, but they're definitely should be part of your collection. But yeah, that's the film. Let's talk about the video quality. So this is Wellgo USA, and it's pretty much very similar to previous releases. It's 1080p HD transfer from Wellgo. However, I would believe, unlike Scream Factory, Wellgo kind of didn't have enough of a budget, so these movies are put on a smaller disc, where most Blu-rays are like 50 gigs of space. This one's 25, so you kind of like lose a little quality. But still, that being said, this movie came out in the early 90s, so there's a lot of like wild clothing mostly, which is funny. So that comes up in this film color-wise. So you'll get like the pinks and the hyper colors, and they all look very luscious and bold and everything. So pretty good. Everything's pretty saturated nicely color-wise. So yeah, black levels are deep. There's a little evidence of shadowing and crush, but it's not anything to write home about. Detail, you'll be able to see facial pores, individual hairs, bloods and guts, practical effects. Some of the CGI effects early in the day don't look quite as good, but still pretty decent. I think this is fairly problem-free. Like, there's not a lot of aliasing or banding or artifacting here. So, I think this video presentation is pretty good. Let's move on to the audio. You will actually be given DTS 5.1 mix and a stereo 2.0 mix, which is always nice for those who don't have surround sound speakers. 5.1 does sound very good. It kind of has a lot of like the weird, odd, strange sound effects in the rear speakers that pop up here and there. You'll hear like the guy who wears all the gold chains. You can hear that clanking around, which is super funny. The silver spheres that kind of fly around and kill people, you'll hear them move from speaker to speaker, which is pretty cool. There's also a lot of like environmental effects, ambient noises, pretty good. The bass kicks in here and there, not too much, and dialogue, of course, is clean and clear, easy to follow along with. So yeah, not too bad on the audio. Extras on this disc. There is a making of the Lord of Phantasm. It's called It's Never Over, The Making of Phantasm 3 Lord of the Dead. It is a whopping 49 minutes long and is super amazing. It's got excellent interviews with the director and the actors about the film. What's great about it is that you get to hear Michael Baldwin talk about how much it burned him not to be in the second one, how over it he is, as well as Don Corse Kelly. But it's super good. There's on-set footage, there's interviews, damn good. And it was done recently, so that's definitely worth your time. There's another one extra that's 10 minutes long. It's called Balls of Steel, Bob Ivy's Stunt for the Ages. And this kind of shows the flying hearse stunt that is one of the big moments of the movie, and it shows how they did that. And then there are two behind-the-scenes stuff. There's one that's 9 minutes long that kind of shows kind of like behind-the-scenes stuff, kind of how they made the movie here and there. And then there's a big compilation, which is 30 minutes long, and that's just a compilation of just several big scenes going on. There is one deleted scene that is 11 seconds. And then there's a bunch of trailers, radio spots. There's a still gallery, which you can see photos from the film. And there are two audio commentaries, one from Don Corse Kelly and Norman Buckley, and the other one from two actors, A. Michael Baldwin and Angus Scrimm. Both are definitely worth your time to listen to, because they give tons of stuff, information and fun anecdotes from the set and how the movie has aged. Some of this is covered in the 50-minute making of, but nonetheless, damn good audio commentary. So, should you buy this? Fuck yes, you should buy this. This is Phantasm we're talking about here. It comes with crazy amounts of really good extras. It's got a good video and audio presentation. It might not be the best film, but it goes in your collection with all the other Phantasm movies if you don't already own it. If you already own the collection from Scream Factory or the big collection from Wellgo, you don't need this one. But if you just have the first one, maybe the second one, you don't have the third and fourth yet, these are the ways, this is the one to get. So pick up Phantasm 3 from Wellgo USA. They did a good job.